You're listening to The Lauren Brooker Show on 800 CJBQ. The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guests and don't necessarily represent the opinions of Quenny Broadcasting.
Welcome back. It is 6 minutes after 10 o'clock, our second hour of The Lauren Brooker Show today, as we are broadcasting live from the beautiful Thousand Islands. And, of course, you can catch our Monday morning roundtable tonight, 9 o'clock, on your TV, Kojiko 4. And JP actually came all the way down here.
JP Lemieux.
To record us.
Mario's
so
little
we
brother.
Are consistent. It's funny. He doesn't look at all like Mario.
He's got the same hair.
Yeah, I guess so. But thank you for that. And it's a great partnership, of course, we have with Kojiko. And you can turn off President Joe Biden tonight and turn us on and see Smitty in his Yankees cap, which is unacceptable, of course. But a lot of people thought it was unacceptable that our stalwart member of provincial parliament and minister of education decided to resign last Friday and go into the private sector. Todd Smith is continuing as a guest this morning. Of course, we were expecting all week long, Todd, to have you talk about the upcoming school year and education. And, of course, the idea has changed about the focus of this interview. So the first question, you know, at the beginning of your press release was you are resigning to go to the private sector. And there's been a lot of information out there. One of them was legitimately that you were going to be the new commissioner of the Canadian Football League, which we thought was hilarious because I don't recall you ever speaking about the Canadian Football League or having anything to do with the Canadian Football League. Seems like Mr. Lumsden might be a better commissioner than you. But that's
you can
not
start that rumor if you want.
Yeah. Like, that's not the case. You're not going to be the commissioner of the CFL.
Well, you know, I'm not going to say no to any door, Lauren.
Shut up.
No, I can't reveal where I'm going yet. You know, I'm working with the company. It's up to them. Really, in partnership with them to make the announcement on their terms. But I've had a lot of really interesting offers since the cabinet shuffle on June 6th, keeping in mind that I was over in Europe at the time, right? I was in the south of France and on a nuclear tour to France and Romania. And, you know, I had a number of emails and phone calls and text messages over the last several weeks, and I'm looking forward to the next step. It's going to be very, very exciting, and I never ever thought that I would be the MPP for Bay of Quinte and Prince Edward Hastings. I never thought that I would be a cabinet minister in Ontario, and I never thought that I would end up going where I'm going to be going. So it's you never know. When I go out and talk to graduation ceremonies and talk to young people, you know, being a hockey guy, I always use the Wayne Gretzky quote, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. And I've been pretty fortunate over the years. And, you know, even becoming a broadcaster way back when, it was just a shot in the dark as a kid growing up in New Brunswick to head off to Loyalist College and take the radio broadcast program. Who knew where it was going to end up? And, you know, it's been a real neat career in so many ways. And I'm looking forward to the next chapter, but I'm not going to tell you where it is.
Is it in the energy sector?
Could be in the energy sector, but I've had offers from not just the energy sector. Obviously, I spent 3 years as the Minister of Energy, Lauren. It's subject matter that I'm very, very familiar with as being the critic for 3 years, from 2015 to 18, and then being the minister from 2021 to most recently this past summer, this past June. And I love that sector. I love working in that sector. But I can't really tip off where I'm going.
Well, I can say that if you know, as somebody who's interviewed many, many people, if you take one and you take the other and you add them together, you might get two.
One plus one is two.
So congratulations in whatever job in the energy sector you have taken. A lot of people are saying, well, you know, he gave up, you know, working for us to take a big paying job. And I assume it's a big paying job. But you don't owe anybody anything, Todd. It was 13 years. You gave 13 years of public service. You have a right to do what's best for you and your family after 13 years.
And, you know, I loved it. I loved not every minute of it, but I was very honored, first of all, to be elected four times. I love people, right? You know me. I love people. I love working with people. Most people, there are some idiots out there. And that's part of the reason why politicians should step away is because you just get so cynical and jaded. It shouldn't be a career. You're right. I mean, there should be a package. And this is the other thing. You know, I mentioned it earlier, too. There's no pension plan for provincial politicians. And that is wrong because you get people hanging around because they don't have other options. And they don't have a retirement package. Now, the federal government does have a retirement plan after 6 years of service.
Yet it seems to me the leader of the federal conservatives has only worked in public.
Well, that is true, actually.
So he has made it a career.
But he's a guy who wanted to be prime minister, and he's set that as a goal, and he's on his way to achieving that, I think.
I guess so.
But you know, when I started out in 2011 as a 41-year-old guy, actually I turned 41 the day after I was elected, I didn't want to make it a career. You know, I wanted to spend 8 years in government, and that didn't happen. We spent so much of that time in opposition. But then when I actually did get the opportunity to spend time in government, I loved it. It's a grind. It is a grind, especially when you're a cabinet minister. People, you know, it's going to sound like, oh, well, you know, poor him. But that's it does take a toll. I've been very, very, very lucky to have a great supporting cast in my constituent office, as I mentioned, and my political team. But, you know, I can't tell you how many times Tanya would go out and represent me at different events. Like, we were a team. And my daughters, as they grew up, they became a part of that team as well. And they would go and present certificates on my behalf. And you get pulled so many different ways in this business, especially when you're a cabinet minister, because obviously you have enormous responsibility with the premier's team and in whatever cabinet role you're in. You could work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week as a cabinet minister, but then you have all the concerns that are coming from your constituents, and you have to spend time on those important issues, and then you've got your political team that you have to run as well, and then you have to carve out some time for family in there, too, and relaxation, and it's hard to do. And I tell you, I have a – well, she's not that patient, but I do have a patient wife who when we've been on trips in the Bahamas on our March break or whatever it is, you know, I'll be sitting by the pool trying to work something out with my team back at the Ministry of Energy or wherever I was to – it's a 24/7 job. It really isn't. Lots of people, I get it, they work long hours and get – paid a fraction of what I was getting paid as a cabinet minister. But there really needs to be a better plan when it comes to an exit package for people. And I'm really fortunate. I'm really fortunate that I'm going to a job that's going to pay me very, very well, and I can set my family up for retirement.
But you work for it.
Yeah. But not everybody gets that opportunity in this business. As Ross said earlier, it's not that often you get to leave on your own terms. You either get voted out or some scandalous thing happens, and it's very difficult to make the transition. You know, I think to how many politicians that I've known over the years that have been able to do what I'm about to do, and there are some who have. I think of Lisa Raitt, who made, you know, she lost her seat, but she's made a graceful entry and been a tremendous asset in the private sector, and many others have done it, but a lot of people haven't. And that's one of the things that a few of my colleagues who had gone through that after losing in the Harper government in the election of 2015 said to me, Smitty, like, if we were to lose, and I mean, we're not looking like we're going to lose at this point in time. You know, the PCs in Ontario are at 44% in the most recent polls, and the opposition parties are down in the mid-20s. But it looks like if there was an election today that our team would get reelected. So they're not worried about that right now, And so it was just a, it was a good time for me to go.
Does the global political climate, and when I say that, the way that people look at politicians, the way that people are treating or talking to politicians, the way that there seems to be a building a bigger chasm between parties, even though most voters are kind of in the middle, the negativity, the nastiness, which at, you know, obviously you can see around election time, but now we're seeing it all the time. Did any, because you're not that kind of guy. Like anybody who knows Todd knows it's Smitty, right? He's the guy you play ball with or have a beer with, or you're a nice guy. You are actually really just a nice guy. Does this climate that's starting to come out, did that have any effect? Because I can't see you wanting to be part of that.
It's tough, right? I mean, and I know a lot of folks do leave because of that. That's not the reason I'm leaving. I've learned over the years to just block that out. I mean, Twitter is a cesspool. It is the worst social media platform ever.
Are you going to toast your social media?
I don't know. I haven't decided yet. I'm enjoying the speculation on it right now with the rumors that are out there. It's kind of fun to watch, but it's just an awful place. And you know, it should be blown up. X should be blown
up. You have had
it's, but to your point, Lauren, I mean, you know, you've always had, you know, political disagreements, and there's always been that kind of animosity politically, but man, it is something else these days, and it really has driven a lot of colleagues at the federal level and provincial level to turn away from
You've
politics.
You've had threats.
Yeah, no, I've had threats for sure. Absolutely.
You got to sit there and think about your wife and two daughters when those things come in, because there's people out there who you don't know.
Yeah. I've had the OPP come out and, you know, make sure that there were no places for people to hide in my yard, and that we put up different lights for security reasons. And we've had idiots, these jackasses that come down and damage the constituency office. And, you know, we know who they are. We see them on video. I'm not going to say their names. I am so tempted to say their names. But they're people in our community that are just absolute idiots. That are disgraceful, and those people are out there, and they've always been out there. I remember talking to Lyle Van Cleef years ago when he was a federal member and a minister of agriculture federally, and you know, he had threats at his constituency office way back then. You know, that was 30 years ago now. So it's not like this stuff hasn't gone on for years and years and years, but it's just way more acceptable these days, it seems like,
and
because
it's
of social media. And it is unacceptable.
Are you exhausted?
Do I look exhausted?
Yes. Well, this week for sure.
Yeah. No, it takes a toll. I'll tell you, you do have a lot of sleepless nights because there are so many things to think about in this job. Like you go to bed at night and you fall asleep immediately because you're so tired. But then you wake up 2 hours later and you start thinking about all the things you have to do the next day. And sometimes when you go to bed at night, you think you know what you're going to be dealing with the next day, and then you're dealing with a whole host of different issues because things happen so fast in this business. So I've had a lot of sleepless nights. Obviously, this past week has been a tough one because I've been doing this for 13 years, and I love it. I do. I love it. I love being the MPP. I love representing the people of Bay of Quinte and being their trusted voice at Queen's Park and working with great people in our community. I mean, I think of, you know, Stacey Daub, who's been just an unbelievable asset for Quinte Health since she's come. And we've been a great team working together. You know, she would go after the bureaucrats. I would go after the political side. And we've accomplished so much together in the healthcare sector. Mark Kirkpatrick up at Loyalist College. I mean, so many cool things that we've been able to do. And Anne-Marie Vaughn before that when she was the president at Loyalist. I mean, we've really done some cool stuff at Loyalist to set our area up so that we have the healthcare professionals being trained locally and staying locally. And not just healthcare, but skilled trades and others. You know, I think of the work that I've been able to do with my first responder folks, you know, Carl Bowker up at the paramedic services, and John Whalen and the fire chiefs in Belleville, the police chiefs locally, Christina Reeve at the OPP, and of course, most recently, Chief Callahan in Belleville, but so many community leaders that I've had the opportunity to work with who really do care, and it's been a real honor and a pleasure to kind of take their plans and their issues and see them through to finality. David Allen at the YMCA. Who doesn't love Dave Allen, right? I mean, he's just a great guy. And to see that YMCA finally about to be built is going to be fabulous for the west side of Belleville. And you know, Jim Harrison, God bless him, you know, the mayor of Quinte West. I mean, he's been the mayor of Quinte West, you know, since I've been in cabinet. Steve Ferguson down in Prince Edward County, too. We've done some amazing things together for Prince Edward County, for Quinte West. It's been, just been an awesome, it's been an awesome time to work with all of those folks.
On a more macro level, you've had the opportunity to do some amazing things, some great travel. I assume your new job will include some travel, too, because you like doing that. But you've been able, as you just mentioned, you were in France when you were told you are no longer the energy minister, you're going to be the minister of education. You've traveled all over Eastern Europe. You got to go to India.
That was his economic development minister.
Right. As a VIP, you were in a motorcade.
Yeah.
Todd Smith in a motorcade, for God's sake.
I said if my mom in New Brunswick could see me now.
That's right.
In a motorcade.
Incredible things you've been able to do outside the riding as well. But I think if, and those are awesome, but I think the thing that I'm most jealous about is you got to meet some pretty cool people, some people that you never would have been able to hang out with. And is there anybody in particular or a few in particular that stand out as, you know, oh, I can't believe I'm standing here having just a face-to-face chat with?
Premier Ford.
hey, everybody.
That was kind of cool. I mean, George Bush, that was the former president. That was pretty cool. You know, but I've also had the opportunity to sort of meet and hang out with people like Pascal Siakam when he was with the Raptors.
Spicy
being a sports fan, you know, that's really cool.
You had a very good discussion and interaction with Blue Jays outfielder George Springer.
Oh, yeah. I had a great sit down for probably half an hour with George.
And you told me that he is as nice as a guy in real life as he seems to be out on the field.
Amazing. Amazing guy. You know, and
as he should be because he makes millions being a Major League Baseball player.
Yeah, but real personable guy. And, you know, there's a whole other story about that meeting with George that was really nice, but I won't bring it up. But Bo Bichette and Vladdy have had the opportunity to meet these people. It's been really cool. Bianca Andreescu, like right after she won the Canadian Open and the U.S. Open that year, I'm at a fundraising event when I was the Minister of Children, Community and Social Services and had a chance to talk to her. You know, I've met with, you know, government officials from around the world, which is really cool. You know, when I was the Minister of Energy, you know, meeting with a lot of the European energy ministers right after the war broke out in Ukraine and talking to them about energy security and how Canada can be a partner to them, whether it's with, you know, the liquefied natural gas that we have out west, but more importantly for me in Ontario, talking about the nuclear opportunity that exists to provide them with electricity from big and small nuclear reactors. So I've been very fortunate. I didn't expect when Premier Ford gave me the role as energy minister that it would have the international slant that it had, but you know, I became a pretty recognizable figure in world nuclear energy discussions, doing interviews in countries all around the world, and obviously visiting countries around the world too. So I loved it. I loved every minute of being the energy minister. It was just an absolute honor and blast. And I thank the premier for putting me in that position.
What are you most proud of in your 13 years?
Holy smokes.
Well, you knew this question was coming. Did you think about it?
yeah, I don't know. I mean, all that stuff, in my various roles as minister, I don't know if I can really say one was bigger than the other. I think it was pretty cool that I was the Minister of Economic Development that got the call with the Premier from GM Oshawa saying that they were closing after 100 years in business. You know, I was that guy that got that call, and then we immediately assembled our automotive partners, APMA, the Auto Parts Manufacturers Association, and a lot of their members, and those who work in you know, the unions that represent auto workers to put together a plan called Driving Prosperity. And Vic Fedeli has taken over at Economic Development and added, you know, additional parts to that plan. But it saved our auto sector in Ontario. It was going circling the bowl. So that was pretty cool to be a part of that. The long range planning, the long term planning in the energy sector has been enormous as well. Those are great things from a provincial perspective. You know, locally, obviously, I was ecstatic a couple of weeks ago, knowing that I was potentially leaving in the coming weeks to be able to turn the sod on Prince Edward County Memorial Hospital. It's occupied a large part of my attention for almost 12 years, working with people like Leo Finnegan, the former mayor of Prince Edward County, former board chair of Prince Edward County Memorial Hospital Foundation, and just a he spent a large part of his life advocating for that, too. I've been there alongside him throughout, and, you know, working with the former patrons of our county hospital, the Pooch Group. And I think really locally, although there's been all kinds of great investments made in the local area, just getting our local hospitals back on a better footing with a better funding formula that actually meets the needs of a multi-site hospital. There's still work to do. But knowing that the Our TMH folks have been able to put down their placards and the folks at Pooch have been disbanded, you know, and they're not worried about the future of their hospitals anymore. We've been making investments in those hospitals, new emergency room coming to Trenton, new ICU in Belleville, new hospital coming to Prince Edward County, and then a more stable funding formula for QHC or Quinte Health has been outstanding. And that's a big one because it's, in the eyes of most people, health is a big issue.
It's
number
it's
one. If you don't have your health, you got nothing else,
you got
right?
Nothing else. So, well, let me say this before we let you go. And this will not be your last time, obviously, on the show. And you'll be welcome back anytime you want, of course. And we'll continue to check in your new job as the head of the CFL.
Oski wee wee, oski wah wah, yeah.
But the kid who came to Belleville from Riverview, New Brunswick, right, who I've known since that day, and we've done so many things together, from traveling around the world on Mix 97 beach parties to broadcasting with the Premier at Queen's Park to this broadcast today. You know, you're a good guy, and you should be proud of yourself. Your name is on things that have made this community better. So as you go off into the private sector, as you go and have some fun and seek new adventure, just remember you did make a difference to all of us, and you should be proud of yourself. I know your family is. I know we all are. Political, you know, separation aside, party politics aside, you came here, you took this chance, and I think you made Quinte a much better place. So thank you for that.
Yeah, thanks, Lauren. It's been truly, it truly has been an honor. It's truly been an honor to be the MPP. What else can I say, right? I'm going to miss it so much, but yet I'm looking forward to what's next.
Well, go forward and do well.
Thanks, Lauren. Thanks, everybody.